This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Avengers, something with the Ultron. I don't know what it is. Something with the Ultron. Muppets invade Philadelphia.
For Jeff and Hal, here we go.
I guess we'll find out on Sunday, but I will say this. They're really good at diagnosing plays and getting to the football. They're really good with their open field tackling.
The answer is...
Is it Cam Newton?
Oh. Joseph in Brooklyn, what kind of fan are you, Joe?
All right, it's Kiefer Madness time on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and Mike Francesa once again at the center of things, Jones, as he normally is. You had mentioned before how we used to do a lot of Francesa during the Madness. In fact, we had a Mount Rushmore of Madni topics.
Yeah, can I guess?
Please.
Francesa.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Wrestlers?
Dead wrestlers. Not to be morbid, and maybe in 2025 we have to change that, but it was... Sadly, it was dead wrestlers.
Dead wrestlers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poop jokes? Poop humor?
It was feces.
Related
human or
stories.
Animal. Yep, feces.
Yeah. And then aliens.
Actually, it was, I believe, animal attacks.
Oh, because aliens?
Aliens was sort of a later thing.
Aliens really had their own.
And then it was its own segment at one
aliens
point.
Aliens just had their
and
own
And then
segment.
It became its own segment. Yeah.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
No doubt. No doubt there is.
All right.
That was during his World Cup coverage. All right, so Mike Francesa has a podcast now, like all of us. Me and Francesa are now fellow podcasters.
Sure.
Hashtag dork. Although I don't even know if me and Davey spent as much time on the Superman movie as Francesa did.
Oh, wow.
Francesa talked about Superman for over 20 minutes. So we have whittled that down. Nick okay. did a good job whittling this down.
No spoilers, I've been told.
Tomorrow, though, maybe we would play the full 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just sit and listen to the full 20
yeah.
minutes. But... Yeah, so we actually Nick did a great job knowing that I hate spoilers and most people I think hate spoilers. We removed some of those.
Okay.
Although if you go to the internet now, you got to stay off of it. They're showing you all the characters that pop up. They're showing you all. They're showing you like the ending. They're like, look at this meme. I'm like, the movie just came out.
Come on.
For Pete's sake.
Come on.
But do you think Mike Francesa? So I love the movie. Wiggy and Shime love the movie. Andy Hart, also a notable curmudgeon. He loved the movie.
He sure did.
It's getting really high scores. 93% last I checked on Roddy T's. Nick just saw it yesterday. Thoughts?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Okay.
People loved
I
it.
I loved it.
Davey Eyeballs loved it.
Davey loved it. Nice.
He gave it a 5 out of 6. I gave it a 5.5.
So you loved it a little more.
I loved it more than him.
But you're more than him. Notoriously an easy grader.
Yeah, for movies. Yes. Not for uniforms. No. We have another uniform to police coming up in the grab
bag. It's getting requested, actually, quite a bit on the text line. We will be uniform policing in the grab bag. A very prominent reveal today.
That's right. So let's get to Mike Francesa, one of the greatest sports radio personalities in the history of this great medium of ours, discussing Superman.
What I'm getting into is this stunk.
Didn't like it.
Well,
didn't like it.
You're not the sports pope by just saying what everybody else is saying, Keith.
Those people are sheep in his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As for someone who's a old-time TV show Superman guy trying to get entertained for a couple hours and wants to see Superman, this movie was pure torture to sit through. Torture.
Go on.
What kind of torture?
Yeah, what are they doing? Like, what are they doing to you?
Like clamps to your nipples torture? Like, what are we talking
about? How tight was
it? Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was he wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay Superman. 2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of him. Who wants to see Superman get beat up for 2 hours? He's getting beat up by everybody.
It's a little overstated. Yeah, there's some beat up. I think it's great. So this is in the trailer, so it's not a giveaway. But like the beginning of the movie, like he just lost his first fight. Like he did get beat up. I think it's great. So he just wants a guy that just mauls everybody. You know what he wants? A Steven Seagal movie. You want Steven Seagal to start the movie, end the movie without getting a scratch on him. That's what you're looking for.
Sure.
Superman, I think you need to humanize him because he is famously an alien, Jones. Mm-hmm. You need to humanize him a little bit. He might lose a little bit. You need some tough foes on the other side. Yeah. How else are you going to build up the supervillains if he just mops the floor with everybody?
Yeah, I mean.
But he was looking for a guy, like an untouchable cheat code Superman.
Right. Rocky didn't win every fight. Spoiler alert.
No, he did not.
And so, you know, I mean.
Probably won more than you would think.
Yeah, well, he won quite a few.
Yeah, he won a few.
Probably won a few he shouldn't have.
Yeah, I agree.
But it went everyone.
No, he certainly did not.
Yeah. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific.
For lack of a better word, was terrific. Wasn't he, though, Nick?
He was one of the better parts of the movie.
He was one of the best parts of the movie.
Well, not according to Francesa.
He only wants one character. He's like, I signed up for Superman,
I signed up for Superman to just run over people like speed bumps for 2 hours, and that's what I wanted to do.
That's all he wanted. Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, that's a specific
you might be disappointed. Fair enough.
I didn't go there to see the Green Lantern.
He was about to say Lex Luthor, which I was going to say, bud, if you wanted to see a Superman movie with no villain?
Yeah.
What, no villain? I just wanted to, like, punch nameless, faceless robots in the mouth.
See, I wanted to hit
wet the floor with everybody. I don't want to see Green Lantern.
I want to
see, like, Justice League.
Yeah.
I want to see some Justice League.
What did he call him? No, he didn't call him the Green Lantern.
Oh, no? Or he started to say Lex Luthor, I think.
I didn't go there to see, the Green Lantern.
Lantern.
You didn't see the Green Lantern. They had the Green Lantern was in it.
Got it.
Green Lantern, sure.
Or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was.
He was close.
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Girl. Hawk Tua.
Okay.
That was Hawk Girl.
That was the last midday show.
That was. Yeah. They like that story.
Yeah.
They like that story.
Or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was.
Hawk Girl. You're that close. She was also excellent in the movie.
Was she?
Yes. It's the girl that plays Dina in The Last of Us.
I should probably learn her name because she's awesome and everything.
She's excellent, yeah. So those three characters were all fantastic. So I could see why he did like the movie.
Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who are these other superheroes?
These other characters. These are characters from the Justice League, which they are trying to turn into a thing as well. Green Lantern, I think, was invented like just after Superman. The Green Lantern is one of the oldest superheroes of all time.
So give me like a year estimate.
40s? 1940s?
Okay. So,
like we're coming up on like the 100-year anniversary of Green Lantern.
This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane.
Now
we're on.
He wanted a porno. Yeah. What he was looking for was a Superman Lois Lane. Like, hey, is he Clark Kent? Is he?
Yeah. There's got to be a good
will they, won't they?
Superman pornog out there.
I would imagine.
Orgasmo was on my top five.
Top five superheroes.
Top five superheroes.
So was Superman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, as believe it or not.
Yeah, Superman was 3.
They have a great conversation in Mallrats about whether or not Lois Lane could carry Superman's baby, to which he's like, well, she could only actually have sex with him if he used a kryptonite condom, but that would kill her. Or kill him, excuse me.
Worth it, though.
Yeah, worth
Probably
it.
Worth it.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah. Go out doing what you love.
Yeah. Precisely.
Flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see.
Keep his disguise and battle crime.
Yeah, he doesn't want anybody outing
Sniff a
Superman.
Little crime. Back to the crime. It's Always Sunny. Sniffing crime.
Yeah, back to the...
Yeah,
sure.
There's not enough full-on sex in these movies.
Then there's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
All right, so I looked this up.
Was it the comics that came up with it?
The comics. In 1955, yeah. Crypto, the super dog, was created.
Do you know what your friend says was born?
1955.
I just looked this up.
Oh, 1955.
Francis was born in 54 is what I'm seeing, but yes.
So he is 1 year older than Crypto the dog.
Yep.
I mean, we all like dogs, okay? And I didn't like the dog getting beat on in the movie. It bothered me, but hey,
spoiler.
Who came up with a dog with a cape? When did that arrive?
1955.
Yeah.
About the same time as you.
Super dog, underdog.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of dogs with capes, actually.
A lot of dogs. Big dog year.
Yeah.
Always a dog year. You're the dog.
I watched Superman for years on television.
Brag. That's brag of the week.
That's brag of the week.
Yeah, we'll hear it. We'll hear that again on Friday. Yeah, put a pin in that. That's Friday.
Save that for Friday.
Yeah.
Francesca ripe for brag of the week, by the
way.
Oh, man. I mean, every segment.
Big time.
I never saw a dog with a cape. This movie is so bad that if you asked me to go sit through it again, I would want major, major cash before I could.
Oh!
Do it,
okay.
How much money would he need to watch Superman again?
$1 million.
It's 2 hours. It's only 2 hours.
But he can't get paid until he passes a test.
What do you mean?
So basically, like, he has to watch it. Somebody has to develop some kind of quiz based on the movie.
Oh, so he's not gaming. He's not gaming the system.
So I could just, like, show up and have my eyes open, look at the screen. Doesn't mean I'm processing it.
Right. You need to click.
He's going to pass a test.
Click the video. Wait till the video ends. Multiple choice. Hit B. It says that. Do it again. Hit C. Do it again. Hit A.
Bingo.
Yeah.
You think he'd just be happy getting paid in popcorn or something like that? Junior Mints?
I would think he would be fine.
Okay.
You paid me in fountain soda. Sorry.
Go ahead.
If you paid me in fountain soda and popcorn, I'd see a lot more movies.
Oh,
good
too.
Fountain soda.
Oh, man.
Nothing wrong with a good
free fountain soda, popcorn, and a little candy?
Fountain Dew.
Nice.
It's better than the fountain.
Nice.
It was pure torture.
Yes.
He doubled down on that.
Yeah.
Nice. Torture.
Okay.
It was 2 hours of pain. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, now it's getting away from
it. It was
the fastest two-hour movie ever.
It hummed. Almost as fast as Superman. Although I don't feel like they showed off how fast he really is. That's a little nitpick I had.
Oh.
He has unbelievable speed.
He
has like flash like speed, and they didn't really utilize that.
It's faster than a speeding bullet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about inflicting pain to myself just to keep myself awake.
Nice. My nipples were raw by the end of the film.
Good Lord, Mike.
There's no way anybody could have hated it this much.
Well,
you don't have to love it. Listen, everybody has different tastes in movies. Right? Like, we were talking about this the other day, like with Sinners. Like Sinners right now is like kind of unanimously the best movie of the year. If you didn't like it, so be it. But to be like, I hated it is a stretch. Superman.
Or it was a bad movie.
Or it was a bad movie. Yeah. Like, it was torture. Like, Superman's not torture. Like, it was a fun movie. It was a, you know what it was? A romp.
That's how bad it was. This movie was dreadful. And I have seen people glowing in their reviews, and I'm saying, what are you watching? How can this possibly, you got monsters in the movie?
Monsters? Who do you want him to fight? Who do you want him to fight? Monsters? You don't want the other characters in there. You don't want Lex Luthor in there. Who is he supposed to, who is this versus?
The civilians, like we said.
You want to beat up civilians?
Or robots. A robot uprising.
Yeah.
Do you think
I cut that part out. He did not like the robots.
Oh, he didn't like it.
So he doesn't want robots?
He wants him to be a cop with superpowers.
Yeah.
He wants Steven Seagal. I'm telling you. He wants to go watch Out for Justice.
Yeah, although he's not the only one who feels like Superman was too overpowered. We got a text that said the same thing.
You're
like,
OP.
Superman can lose things here and there, but you don't want him to be overpowered, just manhandled.
No, in this one, he really wasn't. This one, they showed up.
It actually kind of made him feel a little bit mortal.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You got to humanize him. They did. They humanized him.
You got robots in the movie. You got other superheroes in the movie. You got a damn dog with a cape on. You got...
He just wanted Superman. He wanted only Superman
and no one else.
No other characters.
Well, Lois Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted more of those scenes.
Oh, will they, won't they? And then they do. That's what he wanted.
What are you talking about? You got Lois Lane driving a spaceship. What the hell does that have to do with Superman? The bottom line is...
Well, she can't fly. She has to, you know, be like a spaceship.
This is terrible, and I cannot understand anybody thinking this was a good movie. In any way, it was awful. I'm not even going to debate with someone who liked this, but I admit.
I'm not going to talk to somebody who has a different view than I do. I'm going to shut that down right now. I'm not going to allow somebody to convince me otherwise.
I'm not a sci-fi guy.
No.
Okay? And the movies that some people will reference in terms of comparing it to, I probably haven't seen because I don't go to the movies if it's a sci-fi movie. But this was a bad sci-fi movie and an insult to the Superman tradition.
Okay, like Man of Steel and Superman Returns
for peace. I'm sure he hated that.
He must have. That movie's like one of the worst movies ever made.
Was that a Reeve one? He said he liked the Christopher Reeve one specifically.
Fourth one.
Four was still Christopher Reeve.
I believe so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Gene Hackman?
No. Gene Hackman was in a bunch of those. He was Lex Luthor. He was in all of them. Superman 4. Let's see. The Quest for Peace. Yeah, Christopher Reeve was in that. Hackman was also in that.
So he might have.
I think he was probably in like all.
He might have liked that one, actually.
I think
anything without Christopher Reeve, it sounds like he was going
to
hate.
Well, but he was in it.
To the Superman legend, as someone who used to watch him on Channel 11 on Saturday morning.
Nice.
This was an affront to my senses.
An affront
to my senses. Yeah. There you go. Hey. He didn't like it. Didn't care for the film. You got to respect the other take, I suppose.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying how good it is. Doesn't like it. That's fine.
If Mike's not going to say it, who's going to say it?
Good point.
Two texts here, Keith. Number one, we need a Will Clark review of the Superman movie. Honestly, that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Number two, and I've not...
So other than that, I'm cool.
I know that Francesa didn't like Superdog. But we have a nominee for a new Haas of the Week. That would be Crypto the Super.
Crypto, not that big a dog.
No, I haven't seen it.
Not that big a dog.
Not a big dog. A little bite-sized dog.
No, he can't be.
Bigger or smaller than Charles?
Oh, bigger than Charles, but like Harrow size.
More teeth. Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably Harrow size, a little bit bigger than Harrow.
All right.
Here's Will Clark on Superman.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right.
Fair enough.
Hey, what about the film, though, Will? What'd you think of the film?
That was Mike Francesa's...
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter?
Yeah, well.
Off.
Mike Francesa
hates Clark Kent.
He hates him.
That was a spoiler-free review. He gave a spoiler-full review.
Oh, he sure did.
We cut out all the spoilers.
We had to.
Here in Kiefer Madness. We do it every Tuesday, 12:45 on Jones and Keith. Let's get back to the Patriots. Bill Barnwell with a good list of NFL teams over the last 25 years. Where do the Patriots fit in? And is Drake May ready for a year two leap? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.